You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
If you're the type of baseball fan that just can't help but get giddy over prospects, we have the perfect podcast for you. Locked On MLB Prospects, hosted by minor league play-by-play voice Aram Layton, is the only daily podcast devoted entirely to the stars of tomorrow. We're covering some of the stars of tomorrow for the Pittsburgh Pirates today in segment two as we highlight some of the bigger performances on MILB opening day yesterday from some Pirates prospects. But if you want to hear about all things prospects in all of baseball, make sure you follow the Locked On MLB Prospects podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And that can go from team-focused farm system breakdowns, prospect rankings, and interviews with some of the brightest up-and-comers in the game. Locked On MLB Prospects is the best way to stay plugged in on the future of your favorite team, and enjoy today's episode. What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. Of course, I am your host, Ethan Smith, who does the most. I hope you all are having a great rest of your Wednesday, or a great Wednesday, not a great rest of your Wednesday. I hope, well, either way, depending on how you're listening or when you're listening, I hope you're having a great day regardless. Of course, the Pirates picked up a victory yesterday against the San Diego Padres, and we will talk about that, as well as talking about some good performances in the farm system. I'm having trouble speaking today, I guess. And, of course, Gregory Polanco going on the injured list, bringing up Hunter Owen and what that means for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But starting off with Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller, once again, looked like good Mitch Keller. I don't know. I kind of ripped him apart the last time I talked about him on the podcast. He came out yesterday against what was an annoyed, I'm sure, Padres batting lineup. He came out and he absolutely, like, played ridiculously well. 5 2/3 innings pitched, no earned runs, 5 Ks, 2 walks. You can't ask for much more for Mitch Keller than that. I mean, he was up against Ryan Weathers, who only had 3 innings pitched, one earned run, and 1 strikeout. But this was like the Mitch Keller that I want to see all the time. And it helped that the offense also helped him as well. They got him the run in the third inning. The Pirates on the game had 10 hits, 1 from Frazier, 2 from Brian Reynolds, 2 from Colin Moran, 1 from Phillip Evans, 1 from Eric Gonzalez. Eric Gonzalez, by the way, with that really clutch steal at home to give the Pirates a 2-0 lead, which actually ended up being the difference. Kaye Tom, Kevin Newman, and Mitch Keller even had a hit in this game as well, if you remember. So, I mean, the Pirates, this was just a good all-around performance. Now, of course, if you get 10 hits, you would rather have more than 2 runs. But Mitch Keller played well. That's what I'll say. We'll see how he goes into his next start, because we've seen this before a lot this season already, that he can have this kind of start against a very good San Diego Padres offense, and then the next start give up 5 or 6 runs in 3 innings. Like, it's just how it is. But I hope that this is a turning point, and I think it is a turning point. You got to keep in mind that this is also coming off the Padres being no hit through the first 6 innings against Tyler Anderson just the night before. So you can't tell me that they weren't already mad and an offense looking to be hungry. And Mitch Keller said, I don't care how hungry you are. I'm going to strike you out. I'm going to do what I need to do. I mean, he almost averaged a strikeout an inning. He only walked 2 batters, which was very good. And, I mean, he left the game, and it was a shutout game until he left. Like, in the 7th inning, they gave up 1 run, which would be the only run of the game. But then, of course, Richard Rodriguez comes into the fold and gets his 5th save of the year. And I've said this before, I think Rich Rod is a top 5 closer in baseball. Now, yesterday, of course, May the 4th be with you. I hope you all had a great May 4th. Rodriguez, right now, is doing something that has not been done by a Pirates pitcher since 1974. Richard Rodriguez pitched a perfect 9th inning last night, and he retired the Padres in order, of course. 1-2-3, game over. Even in a 1-run game, he said, yep, 1-2-3, game over. In the process of doing so, and this is from MLB.com, in the process, the right-hander pushed his streak of consecutive batters retired to 28, meaning Richard Rodriguez has retired 28 consecutive hitters, marking the first reliever perfect game, which would be 27 because there's 27 outs in a game, by a Pirates pitcher since at least 1974. That is insane. He has not allowed he's not allowed a base runner since April 12th against the San Diego Padres team, and that was Eric Hosmer, who had that two-out single on April 12th. That's insane. Like, that's crazy. I hope you guys realize that in my voice, I am, dumbfounded by the fact that Richard Rodriguez, at the current moment, is basically pitching a perfect game and some. He's pitching almost 10 perfect innings. Two more outs, and he'd be pitching 10 perfect innings. Like, that's insane. And that's where his trade value is going to grow. But then going back to the game Monday, which I didn't talk about on yesterday's podcast, Tyler Anderson threw 6 no-hit innings against the Padres and still lost. I mean, it kind of sucked. But he was the first pitcher since 2002 for the Pirates to toss 6 hitless innings in a start and take the loss since Kip Wells. And that was, against the Brewers in 2002. If any of you were watching back then, that was when Kip Wells had 7 2/3 no hit innings and then lost 2-0 as well. And I mean, you have to just marvel at the idea that the two guys I just mentioned, Tyler Anderson and Richard Rodriguez, are going to both be trade assets at the deadline, and I think both can really bring back something decent for the Pirates, especially if they package them together, which I doubt. I think they would try to trade them to two different places, especially try to trade them out of the NL unless you get a really good offer from the Padres or the Dodgers or one of the top teams in the National League. But Tyler Anderson, the way he's pitching right now, it's going to be hard for like a team to say no to that. I mean, he's pitching really well. He's arguably the best pitcher on the roster outside of JT Brubaker. And then Richard Rodriguez, again, 28 consecutive scoreless innings. He has one of the lowest whips in the modern era. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's like third best in the modern era. Yeah, Richard Rodriguez's whip is a 0.162, the third lowest by any MLB pitcher through their first 12 games in the modern era, minimum 10 innings pitched. Like, that is crazy. And, I mean, the Pirates have a chance tonight against the Padres at 8:10 Eastern to pick up the victory and win a series again after the 5-game losing streak, which would be fun. It would be really fun to do so. And I think they're built for it. It's very possible they can do it. Tonight, obviously, the Pirates go into the matchup 13-16, so they've fallen behind the ball a little bit. But we get JT Brubaker versus Yu Darvish tonight. And, you know, that's going to be a fun and interesting matchup to watch. Because both of these first two games have been defensive, so I think it holds fold. But, I mean, JT Brubaker has been absolutely good this season. So has Yu Darvish. I think this is going to be a really, really good pitching matchup. I think both guys go 5 innings. Both guys maybe give up at max 2 runs. And I think the Pirates have a real chance to win this. But if they need a pick-me-up before the game, playing late on the West Coast can be rough. If they need a pick-me-up before the game, they should check out Built Bar. Built Bar, of course, is the protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. They have a variety of flavors like peanut butter, chocolate brownie, double chocolate or coconut brownie chunk, birthday cake. They have puff bars, stuff like that. They have a bunch of different stuff that you can find on BuiltBar.com. Of course, you can even go and create your own 12-pack of Built Bars from a variety of your different flavors. As our pal Sully, he likes raspberry. He absolutely loves raspberry chocolate. And also, go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. And again, that promo code is LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off of your next order, meaning you could be an existing customer of Built Bar and still get a chance to get 15% off of the best protein bars that also have high fiber and are great for the keto diet on the market. Make sure you go to BuiltBar.com and let them know that the Locked On Podcast Network sent you. And when I come back, We're gonna go look at some of the prospects in the system who had really good opening days in the minor league level, and we will be right back. And welcome back, everybody, to Locked On Pirates. Of course, I hope you're all having a wonderful Wednesday, May 5th. And You know, there's a lot of guys yesterday who had a really good day in the Pirates farm system. We're going to start right off the bat with Roesny Contreras, who was one of the pickups in the New York Yankees trade. He started in Double A. He was just absolutely electric last night. It looks like he had 5 innings pitched, 11 strikeouts for the youngster. And, I mean, he got some praise. He looked like he was doing really well. And, you know, the Pirates, I think, won a lot of these deals. I'm going to say that right now. I just, like, based on how it looks with Josh Bell and Jameson Taillon with where they're at, I think that they've, like, done well. I mean, you look at what the Pirates have already seen from Miguel Yajure. You look what they now see from Roesny Contreras. Obviously, it's going to be a little different when you get to see Andy Rodriguez and guys like that. But also Travis Swaggerty in AAA really had a good day as well from what I was seeing on the waves, as I haven't exactly been able to see the box scores, but I know he hit a leadoff home run yesterday, and he was, like, doing pretty well. I think he also had another hit. I believe it was a double after that. So Swaggerty, one of the top outfielding prospects in the organization, saying, hey, Polanco's hurt. They bring up Hunter Owen. Let's see what Swaggerty can do. And, I mean, you'll see what we'll see what happens. And, I mean, I also saw Nick Gonzalez and Leover Peguero down there, as I said yesterday on the podcast when I was talking about these guys. I mean, they both had a really good start down there in Greensboro, as Leover Peguero hit a home run. Nick Gonzalez had his first hit down there in the system. You know, it's, like, really fun to, like, listen and see about this stuff, because, of course, the Pittsburgh Pirates are not going to be as good as they were in April for the rest of the year. And, you know, they're only going to get better once this farm system really starts relishing, you know. And, you look at everything that happened, and Leover Peguero, I mean, I saw videos of his home run last night, and I was just like, dude, this kid is a, like, he's ridiculous. Like, of course, Nick Gonzalez had the first hit, which was a double, and then Peguero hit the first home run. Chase DeYoung also was another guy. 6 innings pitched, 2 hits, 0 runs, 2 walks, and 10 Ks. Alexander Mojica down in Bradenton also had, like, a monster home run. If you get a chance to go look that up, that was a ridiculous home run. But all this means for the Pirates is that these guys are, like, there. Like, I mean, it's opening day, of course. Like, it's opening day of minor league baseball. These guys could obviously fall off a cliff in 3 months, or, like, take the next step in 3 months. You never know. But it's really fun to see what's going on. I mean, the Pirates, of course, have a top 10 farm system for the first time in a while. So it's really interesting that guys like Jason Mackey and myself and Dejan and DK Pittsburgh Sports and even Gary Morgan, who we have every Monday now, just love to hear about this farm system. And that should show you something. That should show you that this farm system is here to stay. It's going to be good. And, I mean, you only got a little taste of what was going on yesterday. We didn't really hear much about Hudson Head. You still have Quinn Priester. You still have Brennan Malone, Carmen Majinski, O'Neill Cruz. But, I mean, some people have said, and here's a fun little tweet from one of our Twitter followers, Eark Ulation. Why not overreact to a great night in MILB? 2024 Pirates. Leover Peguero, Key Brian Hayes, Brian Reynolds, Eric Gonzalez, Omar Cruz, Kanan Smith, Travis Swaggerty, Quinn Priester, Miguel Yajure, Roesny Contreras, Mitch Keller, and Brennan Malone. I mean, he said it. Now, of course, all these guys aren't going to pan out, but you never know. The minor leagues is fun to watch, though. If you get a chance, go ahead and do it. And one guy also on the Leover Peguero thing kind of said that there's a certain center fielder for the Atlanta Braves that has a very similar swing to the one that Peguero was showing on that home run. So maybe the next Ronald Acuna? Not going to get too far with that, though. But either way, that's what happened last night in the minors. And, of course, we already went over the majors. All those teams do, of course, play tonight. The Pittsburgh Pirates, once again, will play in a rubber match against the San Diego Padres. And if you want to bet on all these games, make sure you go to betonline.ag. There is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. That is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus, meaning you will get 50% of the money that you put into betonline.ag on your first deposit, and you can bet on Major League Baseball. The NBA playoffs are starting pretty soon. The play-in tournament is right around the corner. The NHL playoffs start pretty soon. The Pittsburgh Penguins right now, and you should check out Hunter Hodes over at Locked On Penguins, are currently the top team in the Eastern Division. You can go bet on the Stanley Cup Finals. You can bet on NCAA futures, like who's going to win the Heisman Trophy this year. You can bet on the NFL, which the NFL schedule comes out pretty soon. I'm sure betting odds will be out as soon as that schedule drops next week. You can do almost anything on betonline.ag. You can even bet on reality TV if you want to. And the Kentucky Derby was also just this past weekend, so the Triple Crown is in full swing. Just make sure you're doing it all at betonline.ag and let them know that the Locked On Podcast Network sent you. And we will be right back to talk about what the Gregory Polanco injury means for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I'll be back shortly. Alrighty, everyone, and welcome back to the final segment of today's episode of Locked On Pirates on May 5th of 2021. And interestingly enough, we got some news today that Gregory Polanco, or actually yesterday, was going to be placed on the IL ahead of the game last night against the San Diego Padres, which corresponded with a move of moving Hunter Owen, who was on the taxi squad for the road trip, to the major league roster and was active for the contest yesterday. But of course, the outfield was Evans, Reynolds, Tom. And there was no other moves made yet. And it's very interesting that when Derek Shelton was asked about why he was on the IL, he just said, he's on the IL, that's all we've got. There was no, like, oh, he's injured, there's this injury going on and stuff. But you haven't exactly seen anything, like, in terms of him getting hurt, per se. I personally haven't seen anything. But he did play right field in the Monday loss, and he walked and had he had a walk, and he was 0-for-3. And then, it's just weird. Like, it's really weird. He hasn't been playing good. I've already said this. Polanco will not be a Pittsburgh Pirate after 2021. Just don't get used to it. Like, don't even think he's going to come back unless he takes the biggest pay cut in history. And, you know, them saying, like, not explicitly saying an injury, I'm not saying the guy's not injured, but something is going on. There has to be something going on. But could this slightly be a blessing in disguise for the Pirates to see what they have outside of him? I really do hope so. And, you know, you look at Hunter Owen, by the way, and he doesn't look too bad. He has a 935 OPS in 68 games for AA Altoona in 2019, including 15 home runs. He wasn't in the starting lineup last night, of course, but he is active. He's much like Phillip Evans. He can play the infield and the outfield. So we'll see what they decide to do with him. But then going to another injury update, one that a lot of more Pirates fans, of course, care about, is Key Brian Hayes. And Christian Marrero, who is the assistant hitting coach of the Pittsburgh Pirates, said that Key Brian Hayes took swings in the batting cage in San Diego on Tuesday. Derek Shelton would then add that Hayes took both soft toss and overhand pitches. And Marrero said that he looked pretty good. He has some intensity behind the swing, and he said that he felt great. So, you haven't seen Key Brian Hayes since April 3rd. And if the Pirates do kind of start faltering a little bit, me and Gary talked about this, Hayes being reinserted into the lineup could be the spark that this team needs. And who knows when he comes back? We don't know. The Pirates, of course, with how Hayes is and how important he is, are going to take their time. There's no reason, when you're not really competing anyway, you're 13-16, you were over 500 for a minute there, but I mean, this team is not a competitor. Nobody, including myself, has tried to fool you that way. So why bring Hayes back and try to get him injured again, or have the possibility of him being injured again? I'd say the end of May is probably when we see Key Brian Hayes again. I'm not really sure, though, but we'll see how it works. And, I mean, as far as all that stuff is concerned, no other moves have been made. Oddly enough, Polanco goes on the IL, and it's the same day or the day after Brian Goodwin was released from the team, or opted out of his contract, more rather. So, very interesting that that happened. But, I mean, outside of those things, I mean, the Pirates are doing fine. They're 13-16. You really can't get mad at that at all. Like, for the most part, most people said this team was going to be, like, a 100-loss team, which is very still much in the cards. But you look at how things have went, and, I mean, they're in last, but they're only in last by half a game. If the Reds lose today and they win, they're back and forth. But this looks like it's going to be St. Louis and Milwaukee's division to lose, in my opinion, if like as I look at the division standings right now. This really, I think, is going to be St. Louis and Milwaukee's division to lose, and I don't see anybody else really in the division fighting for it, except maybe Chicago. Cincinnati has looked good as well at times, but they also just aren't looking that great, and only one team right now in the NL Central has a positive run differential, and that would be the St. Louis Cardinals with a plus 20. And, of course, you have to look at, like, the NL East, for example. I mean, run differential can mean a lot, but you look at the NL East, and the Marlins are currently in last, two games behind at 12-16, but they're the only team in that division right now with a positive run differential. And then you look at the NL West, for example, the top three teams, San Francisco, San Diego, and the Dodgers, all have like a plus run differential, and Arizona and Colorado don't. I will say, though, the Pirates do have the second worst run differential in Major League Baseball right now, but I don't think anybody's going to ever catch the Tigers on this. They're negative 66. The Pirates are at negative 27. So that's kind of been a bummer, but you also take away those Cincinnati games, and that's a completely different story. But that's where I leave you. That kind of gives you an overview of how things are going. Make sure you follow the podcast at Locked On Pirates on Twitter, or follow me at MVP_Ethan. The Pirates, of course, are in a rubber match tonight against the San Diego Padres. Let's see if JT Brubaker can give them another good start and pick up the W, and we'll see how it works. I mean, the Pirates should have a pretty fun game tonight against Yu Darvish. But we'll see. And I will be back tomorrow, of course, to preview the upcoming series, talk about any news that comes up during the day. And you know I'll be here. So you guys make sure you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and I will see you tomorrow.